46 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check of commodity markets. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And we've got a lightly mixed grain market so far this morning, with the corn just a hair higher, beans down a little bit, and wheat kind of mixed. We've got major reports today, the grain stocks report and the planting intentions report out at 11 o'clock this morning. The trade is really looking for a lot of bearish news on these beans, and we're trading that way right now. Soybean prospective plantings just shy of 91 million acres. Soy stocks as of March 1, just over 2 billion bushels. So the market's been under a little bit of pressure here this week in anticipation that these reports would come out a hair on the negative side. This morning, we did see a buy by unknown destinations of 266,000 metric tons of soybeans. So somebody's still buying beans along the way. Right now, Brian, we see the corn market a penny and a quarter higher in the May at 374 and three quarters, with the new crop December at 397 and a half. That's up a half a cent. Notice that we did go above $4 this week in December corn, but could not hold there today or since that one day higher. On the bean side of things, we've got the July beans at 1024. That's down 4 3/4, with the new crop November at 1012 and 3/4. That's 3 3/4 cents lower. We've got a lot of resistance now that we've broken November beans under this 1030 area. We've got a lot of resistance between 1020 and the 1030 area on the way up. It'll be interesting to see whether we have another day of weakness at the close. On the meal market, we're down just a hair with the July meal at 372.70. That's a dollar lower. With the July bean oil at 31.78, that's down 10. The wheat market's been on both sides to unchanged. However, we're just a quarter lower right now in the new crop July Chicago at 462 and a half. There's not a lot of news other than the fact that the American Soybean Association had put out some information earlier today that suggested that we're not out of the woods yet on losing export business of beans to China. We also have a hogs and pigs report coming out after the close today. Again, no markets tomorrow, so kind of an odd time for that hogs and pigs report to come out at 2 o'clock. Hogs just a hair higher. We did have upside reversals in the summer hogs yesterday. That was primarily on news of a trade deal between the U.S. and South Korea. They're big buyers of U.S. pork and also U.S. beef. We've got the April hogs right now at 57.17. That's 25 higher, with the April feeder cattle at 138.77, up 95 cents. Nice to see a bounce in both the live cattle and the feeders. Again, yesterday was probably on that South Korean news. The June live cattle at 106.50 is up 92 cents.